Good evening, everybody who listens to my audiobook via this app or via Twitter. Today is the 21st of October 2013, and it's been a good day. It's been a sad-ish day, but it's been a good day. As you guys know, I had a lovely weekend with my friend Kay this weekend, and as you guys know, we've been to various shops and coffee shops, and had a roast yesterday, and then we went to Costa again. Well, Starbucks Saturday, Costa Sunday, and then we went to see my friend Andre and our friend Janet, and it was a really nice time. We had a really nice time there. Had some food there. I've been a bit naughty, but for some odd reason, every time I'm naughty, the next day I lose a pound. As if my tummy's saying, ha, now I've got fuel to lose a few more pounds. Thank you very much. And anyway, and this morning we got up at 9 and we had breakfast and just generally had a chat and got things sorted, had a nice big cup of tea with Kay, and a Lost Cities game, which I won. Yes, I did. And then what happened was basically our taxi driver, who knows us very well, because Kay had been at the station at kind of 20 to 1, and I had to be in college by 10 to 1, and we decided to get a cab together, and that worked out really well. I was in college by 12:45, I managed to get a few papers back that I needed, that they needed to photocopy. I then went up to my class. Lessons went okay. The second one was very difficult because people were giggling and talking loudly, and I just generally found it hard to focus and to hear people who really try to say something in the lesson. And then I decided to go to the gym. Normally, I hate that. I normally rather do it before the lesson instead of after the lesson, because I just don't want to be home, like get home late, get the bus back in the dark. And you will see later why I don't like it, because a typical example happened today. But anyway, I went to the gym. I did 20 minutes on the treadmill, which actually most of it was running. Well, not most of it, but I started with a gentle jog, and then I went to quite a brisk walk for a while. And then I had two or three quite fast running stints, so that was really good. And then I went on the rower, where I really worked hard again for almost 20 minutes. And then I went on the arm bike, where I still do 15 sprint intervals, but I decided to make it a bit harder. I would give myself a little bit of a shorter break between the 15 sprints. So instead of kind of giving me a minute break, I gave myself a 40 seconds break. And then I was planning to go on the exercise bike, but they were all occupied. And that is the other reason why I hate the gym in the evening, is because it's so busy. So I decided to go back on the treadmill to cool down thing there. I did another jog, a bit more of a walk, and I decided to leave it there. And my legs were quite tired anyway. And then I got the bus home. And I said to the driver, I said, could you please let me know where Elim Church, which is my bus stop. Well, guess what? It's not the first time that I'm posting this on audiobook. Guess what? He forgot to let me know. And I noticed it because I can feel it. I can feel sort of where we were in this area, but I noticed it too late. In the daytime, I can see it, but when it's evening, I can't. So I noticed suddenly halfway down the road, I realised, oh dear, he forgot me again. So I wasn't too pleased, but, excuse me, I decided to, rather than get all the way into town and then walk all the way to McDonald's to the bus stop there, and then wait for the next one, and the next one may forget me again, and then I would need to cross the streets, I decided to stop to jump off at the next stop. I got someone to help me to the end of that road, and then I only had to walk all the way down the road past Elam Church bus stop home, which was... It's a bit of a dark road. I don't like it much because it's quite dark. Lots of trees. Very wide road, which is in a way it's good, but I did kind of almost. I just near missed a few trees, but I'm okay. So I mean, it was raining, and I stepped into a puddle with my trainers on, and they're not waterproof, so. But, you know, you make the best of it, right? And I may have otherwise had to wait for quite a little while in town. And then it would mean crossing three roads, and I could not be bothered with that at night. I think I made the right decision, but I could feel my legs, they were really tired, they were really aching when I walked home. But anyway, I'm home now, and we're having... grilled chicken, spinach and potatoes for tea, and I'm rather looking forward to that, and then I'm just going to relax. I was going to have a bath, but I thought I'd rather just sit there and relax and talk to people on Skype and have a shower tomorrow morning, because I've got a busy day tomorrow anyway, because I've got one lesson in college. Well, first of all, I've got a Skype call where we're going to record the next low-fat ladies. Excuse me. And then I'm probably going to shower, and then I have to be in college by 2 instead of 2:45, because I promised the head of support to go to student services with her to finish that form and to hand it in. So, and then my friend is meeting me 4:45 in town. She wants to, I don't know what she wants to do. I'm assuming she wants to go look at some clothes again. I'm not so fond of that, but I didn't want to disappoint her, so, and I might look for a few things, but I'm going to try not to buy anything. And then we're going to have a lunch together, and she's going to hopefully stay overnight. Okay, well, that's me for now. I hope you all had a good weekend, and I hope you went your Monday has been treating you all right, and I will talk to you all soon. Till then, bye bye. I forgot to append a big thank you for Kay for coming to stay with me this weekend. I've really enjoyed looking after you, making sure you've got everything you need. I love to do that, and I'm glad you had a great time. I'm really, really happy, and I love this weekend, and I'm looking forward to seeing you soon. And just wanted to say, people, never take your friends for granted. Just don't take them for granted. They're special. Anyway, now I'm really going.
Publish. Time remain. Time publish.